Good morning. It's April 30th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a pivotal moment for vaccine litigation, AstraZeneca has admitted in court that its COVID-19 vaccine, Covishield, can cause a rare but serious condition known as thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, or TTS. This condition is characterized by blood clots accompanied by a low blood platelet count, marking a significant development in the ongoing evaluation of vaccine side effects. The legal acknowledgement by AstraZeneca paves the way for numerous lawsuits, potentially amounting to significant financial implications for the company. Some of these legal claims are estimated to be valued at as much as $38 million each. However, in an interesting twist, the financial responsibility for these legal payouts will not fall on AstraZeneca, but rather on the UK government, due to a prior agreement between the two parties. Despite the rare occurrence of TTS, with 81 cases reported out of 50 million doses administered in the UK, the AstraZeneca vaccine has played a crucial role in the global fight against COVID-19. It is credited with preventing countless deaths and is estimated to have saved up to 6 million lives worldwide. However, in light of these developments and the availability of alternative vaccines, the UK has made the decision to stop ordering the AstraZeneca vaccine and will focus on acquiring mRNA vaccines instead. This case highlights the complex balance between the benefits and risks of vaccination, emphasizing the importance of ongoing monitoring and transparency in the use of all vaccines. The Horsehead Nebula, a cosmic wonder located 1,300 light-years away, is back in the spotlight thanks to the James Webb Space Telescope. This marvel in the constellation Orion has been captured in unprecedented detail, revealing the intricate structures of its iconic mane like never before. The latest images from the James Webb Space Telescope showcase the nebula's dense clouds of hydrogen molecules and soot-like chemicals, offering a clearer view of the processes at play in this stellar nursery. By dissecting the nebula's composition and structure, astronomers are gaining valuable insights into how stars are born and evolve within these dust-filled regions. Not to be outdone, the European Space Telescope Euclid has also turned its gaze toward the Horsehead Nebula, capturing its own set of images. This highlights the nebula's continued significance as a subject of study among the astronomical community and underscores its role in advancing our understanding of the cosmos. These observations have been accepted for publication in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics. This milestone marks an important contribution to the field, emphasizing the potential of the Webb Space Telescope to revolutionize our knowledge of photodissociation regions, PDRs, and the intricate workings of interstellar space. The Horsehead Nebula remains a focal point of fascination, not just for astronomers, but for space enthusiasts around the globe. Its enduring allure and the new revelations brought forth by these telescopes continue to enrich our appreciation of the universe's vast and mysterious beauty. A groundbreaking study highlights a looming crisis for Europe's forests under the shadow of climate change, revealing a stark decline in the resilience of tree species. This research, conducted by the University of Vienna and the Technical University of Munich, paints a concerning picture for the future of forest biodiversity. The study meticulously evaluated the resilience of 69 European tree species, only to find that a mere 9 are projected to withstand the climatic shifts of the future. This alarming finding suggests that up to half of the current tree species in Europe could falter under evolving environmental conditions, signaling a potential upheaval in species-rich mixed forests. These forests are vital for their robustness against disturbances, including threats from bark beetles, underscoring the importance of maintaining tree species diversity for forest health and stability. The publication of this study in Science brings to light the critical need for a lower temperature limit to safeguard biodiversity, emphasizing how such a measure could significantly mitigate the risks of species extinction and habitat loss. As climate change continues to reshape the landscape, the forests of tomorrow are expected to undergo profound transformations influenced by human activities and technological advancements. This evolution will likely heighten the susceptibility of forests to pests and diseases, which thrive in warmer conditions. In response, Forest management practices are set to evolve, with drone technology and genetic engineering emerging as key tools in the arsenal for promoting forest conservation and resilience. This research underscores the severe implications of climate change on forest vitality and the complex challenges ahead in adapting to these changes while striving to preserve the ecological integrity of Europe's forests. At the forefront of medical innovation, a trio of biotech firms is set to make waves at the Retinal Cell and Gene Therapy Innovation Summit, showcasing cutting-edge progress in the fight against ocular diseases. This event marks a pivotal moment in the advancement of gene therapy research, with significant implications for patients worldwide. Cove Therapeutics, Ocugen Incorporated, and Nanoscope. Therapeutics Incorporated are the companies stepping into the spotlight, ready to present their latest findings and research directions. Among the presenters, Ocugen Incorporated is drawing particular attention with Dr. Benjamin Bacall, gearing up to share insights from the OCU-400 Phase 1/2 clinical trial. This trial is not just another step in gene therapy research. It's a leap towards a future where a single therapeutic product could potentially address multiple retinal diseases. OCU-400 represents a groundbreaking approach in the field of ophthalmology. It's a gene-agnostic modifier gene therapy product with the promise to treat retinitis pigmentosa and potentially a range of other retinal diseases. The therapy's broad applicability and Ocugen's ambitious aim for Phase 3 Limelight clinical trial approval by 2026 underscore the potential seismic impact on the treatment of ocular diseases. This announcement from Ocugen not only highlights the company's strides towards innovative treatments, but also shines a light on the broader potential of gene therapy to transform patients' lives. As these companies present their findings at the summit, they're not just sharing research. They're offering hope for a future where visual impairments could be significantly mitigated or even cured through gene therapy. In a surprising twist to what we thought we knew about one of the most iconic dinosaurs, new research suggests the Tyrannosaurus rex might not have been the sharpest tool in the shed. This study turns the tables on the long-held belief that T-Rex could rival the intelligence of primates, such as baboons, proposing instead that it was merely reptile smart. The research directly challenges previous claims that painted T-Rex as having a high level of cognitive ability, comparable to that of baboons. These earlier assertions, the study argues, were based on faulty assumptions about the dinosaur's brain structure. Specifically, the researchers highlight that T-Rex skulls were likely filled more with cerebrospinal fluid than with actual brain tissue, a characteristic more akin to modern reptiles than primates. This revelation is part of an ongoing debate about the intelligence of T-Rex, a debate that remains heated thanks to the dinosaur's fearsome reputation and the public's enduring fascination with it. The study's findings underscore the complexity of assessing intelligence in extinct species, emphasizing the need for a comprehensive approach. This approach should go beyond simply counting neurons, taking into account the full context of an animal's neuroanatomy and behavior. In summary, while the T-Rex continues to captivate our imagination as the king of the dinosaurs, this new research suggests its reign might not have been bolstered by a particularly sharp intellect. Instead, it appears T-Rex might have relied more on its brawn than its brain, challenging us to rethink how we assess the intelligence of creatures from our planet's distant past. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.